Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara had cleared the Shiloh from now. We're learning Pshat the Gemara according to the way the Chedushi Haran learned the Shakla Vatari and the Gemara. The Gemara had a Shiloh by Mesusa, by Melchet. The halacha was called the Olam Gova, that the psak was that whoever will be taifis, the mesusa, whoever will become a muzik, so the din is, it is shaloi. Bezen is mesalik themselves from the etzim din taira, and that is their psak. Kol dolem gova, whoever will become a muzik, that person has, we say, hamitz mechaveri olavaraya. And we hear a shaila by this mesusa that one of the bali dvorim was magdish the melchitz. And the Gemara had a shaila, is he bekoyach to be magdish the melchitz, since before the tvisa, he is not a bailam whatsoever. That means the psakis, whoever is typhus, gets a din bailam. We say, amaitz mechavera olavaraya. But one of them, the one who was magdishit, as yet was not a typhus, and he was magdishit. And that was the shail of the Gemara. Does he have enough baila since he's a potential typhus? Is this sufficient baila to be magdishit? If the hegdish is chal, so then hegdish will become a tofus. That was the shaila of the Gemara. So the shaila was asked by Rav Amnune in Surah, and Rav Amnune said, we can be poshet the shaila. There's a Mishnah that says, Safik b'chayres, anegei elonu, b'chayr b'heima tahira. We have a Safik b'chayr that was born. We don't know, was it a petarechem? Wasn't it a petarechem? So if it was not a petarechem, it belongs to the Bailam, to the Yisrael. If it was a petarechem, it belongs to the Kayim, belongs to Kahanim. A Becher is Momen Hashevet, Momen Kahanim. So the Mishnah says, Hameitz Mechaveire Olavarai. So the Gemara understood that means that whoever will be a murzik in this behemah, so possesses the dinei mominis in the behemah. If the bailim is a murzik, so it's called momen Yisrael. If the kayin will be taikif the behemah, so be momen kayin. Hameitz mechaveri olavaraya is an inclusive statement that means whoever will be muzik has bailas. Fine. So this is similar to the case of Masuse, that there's a psak of kol dolem gova, which also, according to others, that means we bezen is mesalik, and we say whoever will be a muzik, there'll be a psak of hameitz mechaveri olavaraya. But there it says that it's also begize va'avoide. That means even though the Yisroel is a murzik in the behemah, and we say legabi all halachis, it is called momen Yisroel. If he wants to be mekadesh anisha, he can be mekadesh anisha with it. It's his animal. Afal pikein, it is also begize va'avoide. And the Gemara understood that the Issa Giza Va'avoide is as follows. The Isa Giza Vavoida is, if it is Mamin Koyen, so then, Legabe Giza Vavoida, it's Mamin Gavoya. That's how it works. That means the Mamin Koyen creates a bailis of Gavoya, Legabe Giza Vavoida, that it's also Begiza Vavoida. So the Gemara understood, so why is it also Begiza Vavoida? If the Yisrael is now a Muzik, so I paskin, it is Mamin Yisrael. So it is Mamin Yisrael, it should be Mutter Begiza Vavoida. So the Gemara understood that Pshat is as follows, that since the Psak is Hamayt Mechaveire Olavaraye, whoever is a Murzik has a bailus in it. So, Legabe Gize Vavoide, we consider Keilu Gavoya is a Murzik. It belongs to Gavoya, Legabe Gize Vavoide. And Keilu, we'll see this Lashon in Tosfos, that means Keilu, the Shevet Kohune was Magdish, the Chelak of Giza Vavoida to Gavoya. And Gavoya became Bailim Legabi Giza Vavoida. So if that is the understanding of the Issa Giza Vavoida by Bechoya, so this is Mamish equivalent to Masusa. So it's the same thing. By Masusa, the Halacha is that whoever is a Murzik, he acquires a Teres Bailus. And we had a Shaila, if a potential Murzik will be Magdishit, is he Bekoyer, since he is a Koyer to become a Murzik, does he have enough Bailus to be Magdishit? And if he'll be Magdishit, so then Hegdish is a Murzik. That was a suffix, or maybe he does not, since he wasn't typhusid as yet, he doesn't have a kayak to be magdishit. Does he have sufficient bailus to be magdishit? That was the shayla of the Gemara, so Rav Amnuna was poishit this shayla from the Baraisa that says that a bechir, a suffix bechir behema tahira, even though in all other dine mominis, it is, we say, maitse mechaver olavaraya, and we consider that it is the momin of the Yisrael, if it is Boshus Yisrael, obligabi gizeh v'avoida, we consider keilu the koyin was magdish the beheme, legabi gizeh v'avoida, and it belongs to gavoya legabi gizeh v'avoida, and gavoya is a tofus. Legabe Giza Vavoida. So that's how Rav Amnuna was Peshet the Shaila. That was more or less where we were up to yesterday. Omale, let's just continue in the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the Gemara to try to understand Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara. Omale Rabba, so Rabba said, Kedushas Becher Kamret, you, speaking about Kedushas Becher, you want to compare Kedushas Becher to Masusa? Loi lamei melach takvu koyin meitziya naise miyodai. I'll tell you, hameitz mechaveir olavaraya means if the Yisrael is a Murzik, the koyin does not have a koyach to be taifas from him. By Becher, the Psak is not whoever is a Murzik acquires a Bailus. By Safek Becher, the Halach is whoever is the first Murzik, we say, Amaitz Mechaveh Lo Varaya, it's Oiske Paskin, that he's the Bailim. And the Koyin has no potential Bailus anymore. So why is it also Begizah Vavoideh? If we say the Issa Giza Vavoide is dependent on the bailus of the Koyin, and here we say the Koyin has no bailus whatsoever, We say if it was born Boshus Yisrael, so it has a din of mom in Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, Laila Memelach Tokfokai Meitzil, Aisei Miyodai, Afilohochi Asurim Begisa Ba'avoide, the Kedusha Habo Me'eleho Shani. Kedushas Giza Ba'avoide comes automatically, not through the Kohen. Fine. Now, what does this mean? I'd like to just say over a lotion of Rab Shimon in Shara Yoisha, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the sugya to try to learn Taisvis Pshat in the sugya. I just like to mention a few nekudas, what Rab Shimon says in Shara Yoisha. This is Sharei Perik Vov. But he just says as follows. He says, from Chazal we see that the Issa Giza Vavoide is totally in Momen HaShevet. That means if it's Momen Koyin, so then it's Momen Gavoya Legabi Giza Vavoide. That we see from the Gemara. And the Gemara and the Havamina wanted a proof from that by Masusa, one could be Magdushit. And the Gemara says, no, Kedusha bo mele shiny. So he says, what is Pshat na Gemara? He says, Nokat Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune held in the Havamina. Dimhoya hadin besafik pukhair, the meitzian miyadai. Rav Hamnuna held, if by a safik pukhair, the din would be that if the Kohen chapped it away from the Yisrael, you take it away from the Kohen, the ein le Kohen shum koyach uschus mome, alze, if we would assume that the Kohen does not have any schusay momen in the Bukhair, since it was born Bashus Yisrael. Havi, kamoish ein kan din matnes kuneklal. So it means that the Kohanim don't have any bailas whatsoever. And therefore, Rav Hamnuna held, loy hoya roi sheyochel olav shum kedushas Bukhair, gam lini giza vavoide. That was Rav Hamnuna's Havamina, if the Kahanim do not have any bailus whatsoever, if the din is stuck for Koyin, Moitzin Oisim Yod, you take away from the Koyin, so then there wouldn't be also Begiz of Avoida. Valkein Oichiach, so therefore Rav Hamnuna was Poishit, the Mishum the Ikis Chus Momen Le Kahanim Al Yedei Tviset, since the Kahanim do have a schus to be taifas the prayer, the itakvoi ein moitzihim miyodai, that's because the kain is, therefore, hegdish gavoya is a bailis to legabigiz of avoide. Umize poshat, and from that he was poshat, le'inyin mesuse, so he was poshat by mesuse, Kivin Shahadin called the Olim Goba. The din is that whoever is Taifas, he's considered the Bailam. The Yachil Kol Echad Le Taifsai, and everyone could be Taifas. The Gam Kain Hadin Shachal Kedusha Segdish Besofik. So each one has a potential Bailas. So each one could, so if one is Magdishit, so Hegdish will become a topos, and because of the potential bailus he has through Tvise, he's bekoyach to be Magdish. Yeah, that was And the Gemara answers, it is not like that. The Kedushas Bechor Shani, the Gemara answers, Kedushas Bechor Shani, da the Kedusha Habo Me'elel. No, the Kohen doesn't make it Kaddish, it becomes automatically Kaddish. Klaima, so Rav Shimon says Pshat. Av Shigam Kedushas Bechor, the Gemara does not fall off from what the Gemara had understood till now. That Shigam Kedushas Bechor Iker Siboso Hu Machmas Din Matnas Kun. The Gemara understood it. It's also Begiza Vavoide because it's Mamon Kohen. That the Gemara held and holds. Abo, what was the Gemara Machadish? Kivin Shekdusha Zu Bo Memele, the Kedusha of Giza Vavoide comes automatically. Because it's Mama Koyen, but not through the Koyen. That is what the Gemara is Machadish. So therefore, since it does not come through the Koyen, no, because it is Mamin Koyen, it's Mamin Gavoyle Gavigiza Voide, is Gam im Ein Le Kahanim Shum Koyach in the Behemah, Hainu, af im neima tokvu koyen moitzien miyodoi. It will become Kaddish. Avo bekdushe abo al yedei magdish, yeshloimer, The gam heiche sheim etzim miyodoi loy ole mehegdish limnoya koyach ishtamshu shalosheini. Now, ubiyaradvo, he explains. The ikar hadin shal hamoitzi mechaveirei ole varaya poyol rak lechol hanegeye linin shlite vihishtamshu. That means as follows. The din of hamoitzi mechaveirei, we have a masusa. The psak is called the Olim Gova. Now, what does that mean? That means whoever becomes a musik can use it. He's the Bailam. He is Tzchusei Ishtamshus. He can use it. He's the Bailam. Amaisim Mechaber Olav Arayim. And Rav Shimon says, that is the Aloche. If I have a Sofik in Dinei Momenis, I don't know who the Bailam is. I pass on Amaisim Mechaber Olav Arayim. Whoever is the musik, He is the bailus over it. He has the shlita over it. He is the koyach hishtamshus over it. Whoever is the muksik, fine. And therefore, if he was taifisit, for example, versteht sich, he can be magdishit. He's the bailum. He can be magdishit. We had a shaila. Can he be magdishit before he was taifisit? That was the shaila of masusa. I have a potential bailus. Bashamayim could be I am the bailum. But the Gemara understood what is in Bashamayim is irrelevant. You have, in order for you to be bekoyach, to be magdishit, you have to have a bailus papoyal on this world, to lay Bashamayim. So memele, the Gemara declared, since he has a potential bailus, he could be taifisit. Is that sufficient to be magdishit? Is that not sufficient to be magdishit? That was the shaila of masusa. That was the whole shaila, and Chazal didn't know. Rav Amnun said, oh, I'll prove it to you. A potential bailus of tfise is sufficient to be magdishit because we see that it's also Begizav Avoyda by B'chayr. And why is it also Begizav Avoyda by B'chayr? Because the Kohen is a potential bailus. So Skilu, he was Magdishit Laga Begizav Avoyda. He was Poshit. So the Gemara answers, no. If the Kohen would be Magdishit B'poyel, so you would have a Meredik Araya. So we have Araya that, you see, the Kohen has enough of a the potential bailus that he has is sufficient to be magdishit. But the Kohen is not magdishit b'poyel. It is Hekdish Kedusha Abo Me'eleho. So he says, you know what Kedusha Abo Me'eleho means? That means that Bashamayim, if the Kohen is the Bailim, so it is Kaddish. Not that the Kohen makes it Kaddish. Something that the Kohen has to make, has to create, he has to have Bailis on it in order to create it. Just like we'll clear a shayla that could the Kohen by Sovet, could the Kohen sell it to someone else before he was Taifas? And should he? You're not the Bailim. The Yisrael is the Bailim. We paskin the Moitzim Mechaveir Olavaraya. The Bechir, the Sofik Bechir that was born and was Nimtze Bershus Yisrael, the Yisrael is the Bailim. The Yisrael can sell it. The Yisrael can be Mekadosh Anisha with it. You can't sell it. You have no Bailis whatsoever. So the Gemara said, just like you can't, even though if you'll chop it away, you'll be able to sell it. That's if you'll chop it away. But Kozman, you don't chop it away, you have no Bailis. A potential Bailis is worthless. You cannot do anything with it, with a potential Bailis. So just like you can't sell it, you can't be Magdish. And that is the Psak by Mesusa. This person was Magdishit. Anshuldik, you can't be Magdishit. It's not yours to be Magdish. You have to have a Bailis Bepoil in order to be able to be Magdishit. Ish ki Yagdish is Beisoy. If it's your bias, you have Shlita over it, then you can be Magdishit. If you don't have any Bailis Bepoil, you have a potential Bailis, that is not sufficient to be Magdishit. But this is Akdusha Habo Me'eleho, not through the Kohen, but because of the Kohen. That means if it's Mom and Kohen, so the Torah says it's also Begizav Avoide. The Rabbeinu Shalom says it's also Begizav Avoide. So there it is irrelevant who has the Bailis over it, who has the Shlita over it. The psak is, if this is mom in koyin klapi shemaya, it's mom in gavoya. That was what the gemara, so Rab Shimon says, so the din of the bailus of Giza Bavoida is totally if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us. If Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us, this is mom in koyin, this belongs to Shevet Koyin. So it's also because of Avoida. The Itzur Giza Avoida is not that the Kohen makes it. It is, if it is Mom and Kohen, it's also because of Avoida. That's Kedusha Abo Me'eleho Shani. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the Maskonis HaGemara. The Maskonis HaGemara is, we had a Shaila by Masusa. We had a Shaila by Shnaim Oichzim Betalis, if one was Magdish. We had a Shaila, if the Hegdish would be Chal, then Hegdish would be Kabatofus, and it would be Sofik Hegdish. But the whole Shaila was, if the Hegdish was Chal, and the whole Shaila of the Gemara is the one of the Oichzim Bekoich to be Magdish. By Masuse is one of the two Baladvorim Bekoyach to be Magdish. That was the Shaila. If he's Bekoyach to be Magdish for Stesa, then Hegdish will become a Tofus. The Gemara answers he's not Bekoyach to be Magdish. Finished. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. He's not Bekoyach to be Magdish. Potential Bailis is nil, worthless. You look what is now. Now the Pesach is HaMaitzim HaChaber, Olav HaRaya, the Yisrael is Murzik. It's Mom in Yisrael. He does what he wants with it, and the Kohen can't do anything. But it's also Begizav Avoida, because this Begizav Avoida is not a Hegdish through the Kohen, no, because it's Mom in Kohen. It's Hegdish Abo Me'eleho, and that is the end of the Sugya, according to the Ram. Not the end. Till now, Kaponim, that's how the Hiluch Sugya goes. Now, let us just see Taisris. Now, just to refresh our memory and perhaps understand why Taisris did not want to learn like the Ran, let us again mention that when the Gemara cleared the Shaila, the Gemara cleared the Shaila, or Shnaim Oichzim Betalis, And one of the Eichsim was Magdish the Talus. One of the Eichsim was Magdish the Talus. So the Ran explained, if we say the Psak of Shnayim Eichsim Betalus is a Psak Sveike, that means the reason I say Achleiko is because Reuven is a Tofus and Shimon is a Tofus. So now, Misafik, I give it to both Tfusim. So now, Hegdish, if the Hegdish is Chal, so Hegdish will become a Tofus. That means, I don't know Bevadai. That's what the Ran started off the whole Sugya as follows. If I would say, the Din Chaluk is Mitoiris Vadai, that half belongs to Reuven, half belongs to Shimon, so there's nothing but to talk about, so Shimon can't be Magdash Reuven's Chaylik, because it's Reuven, he can't be Magdash Reuven's Chaylik. But since the Psak that I give half to Reuven is because Reuven is a Tofus, so I don't take it away from Reuven. But not that I assume B'teiris Vadai it is Reuven's, so Memeles of the whole S'chus that Reuven acquires it is because since he's a Tofus, I leave it by him, so Shimon can make Hegdish a Tofus. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So it could be, Toisvis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, when Toisvis explained why do we say Yachloiku Bashnaim Oichsim Betalas, so Toisvis says, the choshev keilo kol echot yesh loy bavadai hachatzi danan sadi demai de tofis aydi dayu. Tosfos started off the din chalukah is it's vadai half is Reuven's, vadai half is Shimon's. Finished. That's the din yachloikum. The minute we say this, Tosfos could not say the Ran's pshat because the whole pshat of the Ran was only based. Because the din yachloiku is because each one is a tofus. I leave it by him. It's not Hegdish became a tofus. But if I say that Reuven vadai half is his, there's nothing but to talk about. Fine. So therefore, Tosfos could not learn like the Ran. So we're going to now learn over a Gemara with a different mahalach in Gans. That's the hakdome to Shitas HaTosfos. One more nekuda, and this the Nachlas Dovid says pshat according to Tosfos. The Gemara had a shaila: if Ushnaim Oichsim Betalis, and one Reuven and Shimon are holding the talis, so let's get back to that case. Reuven and Shimon are holding the talis, so we hold half of the talis is vaday Reuven's, half of the talis is vaday Shimon. Now, Shimon goes and chaps away the talis before the shaila of Hegdish. Shimon chaps away the talis. So the Gemara is a shaila, and when Shimon was in the process of chapping away the talis, Reuven kept quiet. After he's pulling it away from him, Reuven is quiet. It's in Shimon's hands, then Reuven starts screaming, oh, he chapped away my talis. So the Gemara had a suffix, what is the din? And there were two stodim to the suffix. I have a big kasha on Reuven when it was being schlepped out of his hands, he didn't open up his mouth. So a kochach, that's called shtike keido. I mean, someone, if it's your talis, why are you quiet? Why aren't you saying anything? So tzaraya tzahido. It was my day. It was made later after it's in Shimon's hands, he woke up and he starts screaming, it's too late already. We saw, your sticker was a hidot, you were made it's Shimon's finished, the dintaira is finished. Other more had a thought, maybe he wasn't made, maybe he thought the Bezdin was watching and so he thought he doesn't have to scream. Later it's now in his hands and then no one's doing anything, I decided to scream. So the more had a suffix. Zokt the Nachlas David, Tosfos learned pshat, The Gemara had a shayla. Is it a vatai hoido or is it not hoido? Not the way we learned like Taran, it's a Sofik hoido and Shimon wins mikayach tofes. No, it's not. The Gemara too saw them. Either it's a vatai hoido, and if it's a vatai hoido, so it belongs to Shimon because Ruvu was moide. Or maybe it's not hoido. The Gemara had a Sofik. So the Gemara had a Sofik. That is a tzad to say that by being quiet when someone takes it away from you, that's called avadei hoido. Finished. You scream later. It's too late. Your shtike, silence speaks louder than words. Your shtike is telling us, in other words, I made it, it's yours. That was the tzad in the Gemara. The talk for echad befoneinu, ein meitzi naisim miyoda. And it was a tzad, maybe, ein meitzi naisim miyoda. That was the shayla. Okay, now let's go to Tosfos. Hikdisha beloy talk for mahu. The Gemara klar the shayla. What if he didn't chap? Now we have a case. Shtayim meichsim betalas. Reuven is holding the talas. Shimon is holding the talas. And again, Kolzman, nothing new happens. I assume half the talus is Vaday Ruvens, half the talus is Vaday Shimon's. And Higdisha. Now Shimon says, I magdish the talus. I magdish the talus. That's all. Both of them are holding the talus. And Shimon says, I magdish the talus. Umay mayri nami kegoin she shosak b'sho she higdish. When Shimon was magdish the talis, Reuven kept quiet. That's the story. Shimon says, I magdish the talis. Now, let us just understand. He's not saying stamazai words. Amirosai legevoya kimasirosai lehedit. So that means by saying, I magdish the talis, he's saying, I'm giving it over to Rishus Gavoya. That's what he's saying. It's being given over. That's what he's saying. Amirosel, amagdish the talis. Shimon says this, it's being given over to Rishus Gavoya, and Reuven smiles and is quiet. Nothing happened. Garnished. That's a bikashe. That's a bikashe. He says it's being, Amirosel Gavoya, it's being given over to Gavoya. Through his words, you can give over, you can deliver l'rishus gavoya with words amirosi l'gavoya kimisirosi l'hedyet. And Reuven, nothing, doesn't say anything. Ulevisayif, but he doesn't know what happened. That means he said it's being given over to gavoya. So 5 minutes later, the gizba comes. He got information that l'rishus gavoya just acquired a talis. So the gizba comes now to take the talus. Shimon was magdish the talus, Rishus Gavoya. The gizba comes to take the talus. Was given over ready to Rishus Gavoya. Lebsoid kshesholah ha-gizba tzovach. Oh, the gizba comes to take it away. He starts screaming. Oh, it's my talus. Take away my talus. Umiboile. So what is the shayla of the Gemara? What is the shayla of the Gemara? Kivin damirose ligavoya, that's what Shimon said, it is hegdish, it's not a zogachs, it's not a tchine, it's amirose ligavoya, kimsirose lehedyet, these are powerful words. By saying it is hegdish, in other words, by saying these words, it is being given over now to Rishus Gavoya. That's what's happening. If it's his, and that's what he's doing. Have a hegdish kitokva. So hegdish is equivalent ke'ilu Shimon would have grabbed it away. What's the chilek if Shimon grabbed it away and Reuven is silent? Or if Shimon, through his words, gives it into Rishus Gavoya and Reuven is silent? The kivin the shosak, oidu ye oidelei. So he was made it. Vahave hegdish, and it's hegdish. Now let's just to hold the hemshech. Let's just skip down two lines. Oidil me hegdish loyhavi ketkife, or maybe hegdish is not equivalent to tkife, the lama yitzvach bishvil dvolov. That means you scream when you see something happening. Well, when he said words, he said, I magdish it. I mean, it's good. You can plapple, you can say whatever you want. I know it's my, I know the talus is mine, you're saying you magdish it. Now he sees the gizba comes in 5 minutes, he says, you took him serious. It's my talus. It was magdish my talus. Anyway, so the Gemara clears a shaila. The Gemara is clearing an interesting shaila. According to Tosfos, it's a new Gemara, nothing to do with the Ramban, a new Gemara. The Gemara clears a shaila. If a person was, if Shimon was toikif Reuven's talus, not with actions, nor with lumbas. He was toikif the talus, I mean, rosel gevoya kimsi rosel hedyet. That means these, the Shimon says, I'm giving it over, I'm giving it over to Rishus Gavoya, which are powerful words, which in Lomdus this is, in other words, it's being taken away from Reuven and given over to Rishus Gavoya, but it's words. So the Gemara declares a shaila, does a person scream only when physically it's being taken away from him? Then he screams, and if he doesn't scream, that's a rai, that's sticky kaido, that's not normal. Or does a person scream if in longness it's being taken away from him? If amirosi ligavoyekim sirosi lehedyet, so he also should scream. He just said it's been given over to Egdish. It's kim sirosi lehedyet. Or maybe not. Maybe by words one doesn't scream. That is the shaila of the Gemara. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Now, let us, before we go back to Tosfos, let us look at the Gemara and see if we can see this in the Gemara. Now, let's look in the Gemara. Let's start from the second line. Let's start from the first line of the Gemara when the lines start getting wide towards the end of the first line. So the Gemara says like this. Let's learn the Gemara not according to Tosfos. Im timtza loy matokva echad befoneinu meitziyin oisei miyodoi. If we will say that if Shimon chaps it away and Reuven was quiet, we take it away from Shimon, so we say shtike is lav kahido. That means even though he took it away, the shtika doesn't mean anything. There's a reason why he's quiet. Bezdin sees. Im timtzalei metok vechav ofneinu meitziyin oisei miyodoi. So after he takes it away, bepoil, and he was shoysik, I do not say shtika kaido. Hikdisha einu mukadesha. So if he grabbed it away, I say shtika lav kaido. So if he grabbed it away in Lomdus, I zicher say, shtika lav kaido. Fine. But, im tim saloima tokva echot befoneinu, ein maitziyin oisei miyodoi, that if you say tokva echot befoneinu, ein maitziyin oisei miyodoi, so I say, shtika kaido, that if someone is grabbing, if Shimon is grabbing from Reuven, I say, why are you quiet? If you're quiet, that means you're moide that it is. So now the Gemara class of Shaila, Hikdisha beloy tokva ma. What if he was magdish and he didn't grab it? Ma, given the ma'amar amirose legevoye kimsi rose lehedyet, that when you magdish it is equivalent, ki ilu you gave it over to gevoye amirose legevoye kimsi rose lehedyet tomi. It's commanded tokva tomi. So if I assume that when he grabs it and he's quiet, so if he was magdish it, that's also like he grabbed it. Amiros leboy kimsi rosi lehedyet. Oidil me ashte miya oloy tokva. He didn't grab it. He said words. Now, if the Gemara would stop here, now we understand the shaila, and that's exactly what Tosfos says. The shaila is. do I say shtike kaido when there was a tkife, a lamdish tkife, not a physical tkife? That's the two. So that's the two sodom. Kim da mamami rosgo and kisos ledi da mi kamande tokva domi. I do mahashta miya holoi tokva. Gemara would stop here. It's gewaldig. Now the Gemara says, six words later, of Sivi Ishki Yagdish is Beisei Kodesh, Ma Beisei Beshusei, of Kol Beshusei, of Uki Haida La Beshusei, which does not make any sense whatsoever in the Shaila, according to Taisvis. And the Rishonim ask on Taisvis, so what's with these words? The Shaila is finished already. The Shaila is, Hegdish is not like Tkif, finished, that's the Shaila. If he's Maida, he's Maida. Maybe he's not Maida, that's the Shaila. If he's Maida, there's no Ishki Yagdish's base. He's Maida. Maybe he's not Maida. So in order to live an easy life, so we'll just say one Mahalach in the Gemara, that Taisvis did not have all these words. Taisvis wasn't Geiris all these words. That's what the Ritva brings down such a pshat. So now Shalom Al Yisrael. So the Sugya ended Holoi Tokva. That's the Shaila. Now let us again see the Lashon of Taisvis. Now we'll appreciate Taisvis better. Let's see again Taisvis. Ikdisha b'loi tokva ma. Umay rinami kigoyin sheshosak b'sho shehigdish. He was shosak when he was magdishit. He kept quiet. Ula b'soif ksheshola gizba. The gizba came 5 minutes later. He just got a call that Hegdish acquired a new talus. He's here to pick up the talus. Tzavach. So now Reuven starts screaming, "The talus? It's my talus! He was magdish my talus." Umi boilei, and the Gemara calls a shayla. Kiven da mirosi legevoya is like have a hegdish ketokfo. So hegdish is an action which is equivalent to grabbing it away. The kiven the shesh shosak, and since he kept quiet, I delay. Fahavi Hegdish. And again, let's just jump down to the end of the Taisvis. Oidilma Hegdish, lehavakit kife. Maybe Hegdish is not like kife. The loma yitzvach bishvil dvor. Why should he didn't do anything. He just said words. Because of his words I have to do something. He said he's Magdish. He's Magdish my talus, so I have to scream, I don't have to scream. The Lama Yitzvah. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. Now let us go back to where we Veloidomi Legezo Veloinis Yaisho Abaila. Now Taisus has a new problem. Taisus has a problem, a fellow will say it's a Haido. If it's Haido, it's Maida, we'll say it's Haido. We have a klal that if Reuven stole something from Shimon, and Shimon was Magdishit, so the din is that the Hegdish is not Chal. The din is the Hegdish is not Chal, because man Shimon doesn't get it back. So now, Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a problem. So Afilu, you say, it is a Haido, that when Reuven is being quiet, it's Ki'ilu, he's Maida, that it's Shimon's, but it, till now it was stolen from Shimon, that means Reuven was tying it, Kulashali, and now even though he's Maida, that it's Shimon's, but it should be equivalent to Gozal Bailim, that the Nigzal cannot be Magdish, Kol's money didn't get it back. Fine. Now that is the Kashi. Now let us just see what Taisvis says. Vuloidomi li Gozal. So Taisvis is asking now a new problem. I understand the lumdus of the Shaila. I assume that the shtika of Reuven is a haido, that it's taki stolen, it's taki Shimon's, but the din is gozav lo nishyayshu abaylim, the shneim en yecholim lahagdish, both of them can't be magdish. The nigzel cannot be magdish because it's not pishusai. Zog toisvis. So let us understand toisvis kasha. Let us appreciate toisvis kasha. Why is it einoi bishusai? It's einoi bishusai because Reuven is still holding it. So let us again see toisvis. The Lido Mile Gezel Gozov Loinishiaishua Bailem. If someone steals something, a Gazlan steals something from a Nigzel, the Loinishiaishua Bailem, this name Enem Yechelem Lahagdish, so the Bailem can't be Magdish, cause man he didn't get it back. Zelefishainaishaloi. It's not in his reshus. So the Maisa, the Talis, is still Bershus Ruvain. Ruvain is holding it. So how could Shimon be Magdish? Chelkoi shel Ruvain. He's Moide. But it's still Bershus Ruvain. It's still Bershus Ruvain. So the Hegdish shouldn't be Chal. So Taisvis one is throwing in a monkey wrench now in the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara class along the Shushaila. He was quiet, so he's Maida. Maybe he's not Maida. Fine. In fact, Taisvis, a filler is Maida. But he's still holding it. It's still Bershus Agazlan. That means still now he was tiny Kulushali. He's a Gazlan. I mean, if the Tzad is that it, if that, and the Tzad that it's Shimon, so Reuven is a Gazlan. And Reuven is holding it. And Reuven says in the Shtika we translate and interpret the Shtika, I made it yours. Fine. But it's still Bershus the Gazlan. So how could the Hegdish help? So Taisa says, no. The Kivin the Oidelei have a Kippikodim Sheyesh Leviyadacher. No. If I interpret the Shtika as a Hidah, so now let's see what's happening. So both of them are holding the talis, and then Shimon is magdishit, and we say since Shimon is magdishit, and Reuven keeps quiet, that's a hido. So let's be megashim dinyan. So in other words, as Kehilo Reuven said, you're right, it's your talis. Right, it's your talis. So the minute I hear from Reuven Ahoido. So Reuven is holding it for Shimon. He's Maida. He's Ois Gazlan. Till now he wanted to steal it. Shkulushali, kulushali, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to pass on half his sis. That was till now. But the minute I say Shtike Kahoido, if I assume that Tzad at Shtike is Kahoido, so I hear now from Reuven, you're right. It's yours. So what does that mean? It's yours. What's right? That means I'm not interested in stealing it anymore from you. So he's holding it. So I'm holding it for you. So it's like a pekodin. So if Reuven would hold a pekodin for Shimon, so Shimon could be magdisha. There's no problem of Shimon being magdisha pekodin. So the minute I got a hoido out of Reuven, so that means the gzeila ended. So now it's Bershus Shimon. And let us elaborate a little bit to understand a little bit more what Taisvis is saying. What will be the din? Well, let's explain a little better. The halacha is that gzeila, let's talk this halacha. Gozal v'loy nishyayshu abaylam. Shneim en yim yichaylam lahagdish. Zalav yishayne shaloy. Vzalav yishayne bushus. So now it's like this. Reuven has a talis. Shimon has, let's go. Shimon has a talis. Reuven steals the talis. Reuven steals the talis. Reuven has the whole talis. Now, he stole it. Gozal v'loy nishyayshu abaylam. Now, fine. Reuven is not interested in returning the talis. Shimon is magdish the talis. So we say to Shimon, the hegdish is not chal, because it's not bushus chal. What does that mean? So, it could mean as follows. Even though it's yours, it's your talis, but it's not bishlitoscha. You can't do anything with it. I mean, it's your talis.
Can you put it on? It's by the Gazlan. You have no shlita over it. You can't be mishtamish with it. It's out of your shlita. It's out of your reshus. It's not bashuscha. A person does not have shlita over a chayfetz. You can't be magdish. Even though it's yours, ma beisoy bershusoy af kol bershusoy. That means the halach is he can only be magdish something. It's not sufficient that it's yours. You have to have shlita over it. You have to have bailus over it. If you cannot do anything with it, your hands are tied because it's by the ganet. So you're not bekoyach to be magdish. Fine. So that's the din. A nigzel cannot be magdish. If you shein in bershusoy. What happens? The Gazlan, Reuven, calls up Shimon. Reuven tells Shimon, you know, I'm doing tshuva, finished. I'm going to bring it back to you. It's going to take me 5 days till I deliver it to you. I'm in Alaska now. But I'm giving it back. I'm doing tshuva. I'm giving it back to you. Now, so this is a Shitas Baal HaMoyer, and let us say for practical purposes, this is Shitas HaTaisvis. So the Baal HaMoyer says, so now the Talis is in Alaska, but the Reuven, the Ganef called up Shimon, I'm bringing it back to you, and you can get it in 5 days, so Shimon can be Magdish today. Doesn't have to wait till he comes from Alaska to Muncie. It's that's called Bashus already. He has sleep over it. It's in Alaska, so, I mean, he's holding it for him. Reuven became a Baal Tshuva, he's returning it. He's asking to give it back to him. So then it's called Bershusay already. The only reason, the sole reason why Gezel is not called Bershusay is because he doesn't have any shlita over it. The Gazlan will not let him use it. It's his, but the Gazlan doesn't let him use it. And he has no way to take it away from the Gazlan. So it's not called Bershusay. It's mine, but I don't have any shlita over it. The minute the Gazlan becomes a Baal Tshuva, and he tells him, I'm going to give it back to you. So Mamelis, even though it's in Alaska, that's called Bishusai. It's just like a Pekodin. So that's what Taisa says over here by us. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says, Takashi, that if he was moided to him, so Taisa says, good, so he's moided to him. So now I hear from Reuven that it's Shimon, but how could Shimon be Magdashit? It's not Bershusai. So they said, not Bershusai? If Reuven is Maide, and he says it's yours, and he's masking to give, so that's called Bershusai. It's just like a Pekodin. Even though Reuven is holding it. But he's holding it for Shimon. That's Taisvist. Leidomi, Ligezel, Venish, Yahshua, Bailam, Dishneim, Enyim, Mechailam, Lahagdish. Zelafi Shane Shaleba Zelov Shane Bishusai. The Kivan the Oidi, like if I say Shtika Kaido, that's the tzad that I say Shtika Kaido. Have a Kipikodin. She Yeshlaviada Khairim, so it's like it's a Pekodin. The Yochila Hagdish, so then he can be Magdish. Kid the Mukh Ba Maikhasa Svine. So Taisa brings a Gemara. Gabi Yehuda Aisikari, the Lekaitse the Mayu Ave Kedushis. Period. Now, what's the Gemara in Amechas HaSvina? Very interesting Gemara. A person brought a squash or to sell. He came to a city and he brought squash to sell. Very good squash. There was people waiting in the marketplace for the squash and everyone grabbed the squash. It's very good. He's selling the squash. Fine. Now, this Moichel is, all of a sudden, he just has to figure out, everyone grabbed the squash because it's mamish beautiful squash. Anyway, so now the Moichel has a stickle problem, so who took the squash, everyone has to pay him. I mean, so now he has to go and he's gonna start looking around whoever took the squash. So, it's not for him. So he was magdish the squash. He's magdish to squash. The squash is hegdish. Fine. So now the Gemara, so now it's hegdish. So now all the people who took the squash are going to return it to him in 5 minutes. Because if it's hegdish, what do they have to do with the squash? So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara says as follows. If it's kaitzi domayu, that means when he came with the squash, it was beautiful squashes, and there was a price, 50 cents a squash, and everyone grabbed it, so then he can't be magdish it anymore. So then, because that means he came to sell it, everyone knew the price, they grabbed it, each one wanted to buy it, so it's theirs already. I mean, he came to sell it, everyone went to buy it, and I just asked to find the koinim. I mean, no one's stealing over here, but they bought it already. He has a problem to find out all those who purchased it from him. Then he can't be magdish it. It's too late, it's theirs already. You have to start finding out who bought it, and fine. But if it's loikaitzi damayu, loikaitzi damayu means like this. He put up a sign, squash for sale, price to be discussed. So we'll discuss the price. So he's not giving a price, 50 cents. He can charge $5 a squash for all practical purposes. So when they all grabbed the squash, they wanted to grab the squash as follows, that it's good squash, but I want to see what kind of price he's going to charge for the squash. So no one was coining it. They're holding on to it. It's good. If he's going to charge a normal price, no problem. If he's going to charge an exorbitant price, I'll give it back. But Lemaisa, now this person was frustrated. He came with 1,000 squashes. In 5 minutes, there's 200,000 people there. He doesn't know where one squash is. He doesn't know who bought it. I mean, he was magdish all the squash. So if it's loikaitzi domayu, so that means no one had an intent to buy it as yet, holding it. He didn't intend to buy it. So he was magdishit. If he was magdishit, the hegdish is chal, because they didn't want to steal it. So it's like a pekodin. So the hegdish is chal. Now he's going to find out who all the squashes are going to come back. So then he'll see what to do. It'll be shale, and that's his problem already. But I'll kapon him. So the Gemara says that if it's loikaitzi domayu, so the hegdish is chal. I it's not bushusoi. So Taisu says, that's no problem. If they don't even intend to steal it, so it's called b'shusa. It's like a pekodin. So that's what Taisva says. The whole problem of ene b'shusa does not mean it's not in my reshus. It doesn't have to be in your reshus. If it is in a reshus that the person is holding it for you and will give it to you, that's called it's in your reshus. So that's what Taisva says. So mele, it's no problem. Fine. That is the sugya, the shakla v'taya of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Now, I would just like to be Messiah with one ha'ore, and then we'll stop with that. Now, we have here a sugya, according to Tosfos, that we have here Reuven and Shimon, they're both holding the talis. Shimon says, I magdish the talis, and now the Gemara is a shayla, and Reuven is quiet. So, what is pshat in the Shtika of Reuven? Does it mean, does he moide? So then it's Shimon's. So it's Shimon's. So the Hegdish is Chal. Or maybe the Shtika doesn't mean he didn't do anything, so Shtika is Lavka. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. So let us just ask a pertinent question. Afilu, we will assume Shtika Kahido. So let's go slow motion. Till now we had Reuven and Shimon are holding the talus. Now, Shimon says, I am magdish the talus. Fine. Now, let's go in slow motion. I am magdish the talus. Now, we look at Reuven. No, Reuven, you have something to say. Reuven is smiling. He's quiet. Oh, I say, ooh, he was magdish the talus, and you're smiling. Zaraya shtike kaido. That's very good. When did I squeeze out this Haidah from Reuven after Shimon was Magdashit? So let us be Megashim Dinyan. Shimon was Magdashit 1 o'clock. He said, I am Magdash the Talis. A minute after one, after he finished this whole sentence, the sentence took a minute. Now it's one after one. Now look at Reuven's face. What is Reuven? What does Reuven have to say to this statement? He's smiling. Fine. So we say, oh, what's pshat? You're smiling. You're moite. Fine. Gevaldik. But when do I have the haidah? A minute after one. I mean, before Reuven said his whole, before Shimon said his whole pisgim, I am Magdish the Talis, there was no idea whatsoever. Reuven said, go show you. Now, Shimon opened up his mouth, said, I am Magdish the Talis. So, we have to hear what he's saying. So he says this whole sentence. It took a minute to say. The Haidah starts, L'chayre, a minute after the Hegdish. But when he was Magdish it, as yet it was not his. So the Haidah, it's delayed. The Haidah is a minute after the Hegdish. Now, in order for the Hegdish to be Chal, I have to have a Haidah b'shas the Hegdish. So L'chayre, how does the Hegdish work? That's a good kasha. And let me tell you, the Ritva is the kasha, and the Ritva says it works b'basachas, which we have to understand, but let's remain with that.